Nozir, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Hareini Nozir, Mina Groigrois, Umina Dvelo. He says a Lashon that he's going to be a Nozir. Now we know what Nazirus is. Mina Groigrois, which is dates, Mina Dvelo, which is figs. Neither one is Bechlal de Isur and Nazirus, so there's something wrong here. He's saying Hareini Nozir, and then he's saying two things which are not Bechlal Kabbalas Nazirus. Does that negate the whole Kabbalah's Nazirus? Does it say, no, Hareini Nozir is Nozir, and the Minagregus Minadvel is Dvarim Betelim? So we have in the Mishnah a Machloikis, Beshamay Oimrim Nozir, Ubeisil Oimrim Eni Nozir. There's a lot of Agdomas that the Gemara uses to explain. This Mishnah is difficult. What's the Machloikis? What's the Nidoin? What's the discussion over here? So the Gemara says a few points. One point is the Gemara Nemzon as a principle, that Eno de Moitzi Dvarim Levatolo. This is a Mishnah in Erechin where a person says a Lashon. Erechin is where a person gives to the Hegdish the symbolic value of a person. It's not the real value, market value, it's symbolic value. Erech, Dmei Ploini Olai means the real value, market value. And a person says Erech Tinik, where Tinik doesn't have symbolic value, only has real value. So the Mishnah says over there, even though he says Erech Tinikolai, we construe it as Dmei Tinikolai, because since there is no Erech Tinikolai, so we say Ein Adam Moitzi Dvarov Levatolo. Now, it happens to be over there in Erechin, this discussion is a machloikis between Ramei and the Chachomim. The Mishnah by us is going to give, it's a Tana of our Mishnah that holds that way, that means he's Machriya, the Yena Machloikis, and he's going to learn up a discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the context of his Shita. Doesn't mean that this is the Shita of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that another Moitzi Dvar Levatol. Another Hanocha the Gemara makes is that since he said Hareini Nozir, Mina Gregis, Mina Dvela, you can't discount either part. This is called, is a person Nitvas Besoiv Dvarov, Af Bigmar Adam Nitvas, which again is a Kotchum Dikim Machloikis in Mesechas Tmura, where a person makes a tmuras oilo'u tmuras shlomim. What does it become? Could we discount the first part of what he says, the second part of what he says? Tvoy sloshim ishin, tvoy sloshim achin, zahol machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yosi over there. Again, the Tana of our Mishnah is assuming that Adam nitvas af bigmar dvoro. So what exactly is machlokes b'sham v'sil? He said nozir, but with something that doesn't make sense. So b'sham v'amrim nozir, the machlokes over here goes like this. We have, as a basic concept, when we learn Maseches Nedarim, that Hatoras Nedarim, Shela Yidei Chacham. That's Aleph Beis, everybody holds to that. There are certain machlokes in which Nedarim are Nitin L'Sheilo, but the Etzem concept is not subject to dispute. From Desvegen, over here that we're dealing with Nidre Nezirus, the Shaila is that maybe Nezirus, since it has part of it, which is not just the regular Neder, we discussed in the previous parak what exactly is the hagdora of Nezirus. It's not your regular neder. It's part of Parshas Nedarim. It has dynamics of Nedarim. It has yodos v'kinuyim, etc. of Nedarim. Beis Shammai holds that it also has a givis chalois of Hegdish, and he holds en sheila behegdish. If a person is magdish behema, he can't be shoyl. If a person gives something to Bedek HaBayis, he can't be shoyl. There's no sheila on nidre hegdish. A different type of dynamic. So Beis Shammai holds that Nezirus as well, since the Pasuk calls him Kodesh Yeh, the Pasuk in Parshas Nosoi, in the Parshas of Nezirus, Perek Vov, Pasuk Hei, Tesis adds that point, that it says Kodesh Yeh. So Memela, since there's no She'ela bin Nezirus, he can't be Choyzer. Now here's the catch. Even though L'chor Teich Dvarav, he said Gregus Tvela, he can't be Choyzer on that, even though L'chor Teich Dei Dibur. Normally, it's halacha when a person says something, it can be choizer teichidei dibur. The Rishonim don't explain exactly why, if you can't be shoyl on something, is there no din chazor teichidei dibur. What is one after with the other? The one who explains this is a Gishmak Ktsois in Simon Reishon and Hay, where he explains that the idea of being choizer on any kinyin or any maisa that a person does teichidei dibur is predicated on the idea that a person could render what he said a quarter of a second ago a mistake. I said it, I changed my mind, it's a mistake. The reason why ain't Sheila Behegdish is because there are no mistakes. If it came out of your mouth, Azoy Idos. Even if there's a thought process here that would make you have Charota, there's no Bin Choyzer. If there's no Chazora, then there's also no Chazora Teichedidim. That being said, the Shita over here of Beis Shammai is essentially
Ein Sheila Behegdish, there's an extension of that also to Nazirus. Beis Hillel argues on the whole idea. Beis Hillel holds Yesh Sheila Behegdish. This is a machlokes that comes up in several places. Kotchim Dik. Beis Hillel holds Yesh Sheila Behegdish. So maybe you could be Shoyal even on the Nazirus. If you could be Shoyal, he's not being Shoyal. We're saying over here the Nazirus is not Nazirus. What did he say? He said a Nazir, which has its rules. And then he said Gregus Udvela, but Gregus Udvela is a Chazor. Obviously, it doesn't mean regular Nazirus. He means only Nazirus, so got it, Gregus Udvela, there's no such thing. So he was Chazor, Dvar Betelem. But according to Beis Shammai, you can't be Chazor, like we said. Chazorah and Sheela go together. So the Gemara calls the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Yei Sheela Beheglish, Ein Sheela Beheglish, by definition, that means you could be Chazor, you can't be Chazor. That is the Machlokes. There's a sub-discussion, L'choira, according to Beis Hillel, the same way min agregus and min advelo is a chazor on hareini nozer, the hareini nozer serves to define the min agregus and min advelo as dvar betelo, because it means it only in the context of nazirus. So l'chay, he never made an independent neder on gregus and advelo. The Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayis and Gepaskin la'alocha, he holds based on his understanding of the Gemara, that al-kopon the min agregus and min advelo is yasir. Tais Yontif brings that the Ravid is massing on the Rambam. The Ravid says what we said. The Pashtus of the Gemara is that each part has to be read in the context of the other. Hareini Nozer is Dvarim Betelim because of the Gregus Udvela. Gregus Udvela is Dvarim Betelim because of the Hareini Nozer. This is the Shita of the Tanakhama in the Machloikis that was in the Skabel between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in this din. Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda is Chalik on the Tanakhama Bidas Beis Shammai. Af kisha omru beshamai, even this chiddush of beshamai, that there is an iser, lo omru, they only said that where? El ba'oy meharei hein olai korbon. He argues on the whole, all the hanochas that we just made, that's not what's going on over here, beshamai besil. Beshamai besil had a simple loshen neder dikir machloikis, which is specific to Nazirus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Shammai just said that since he said Hareini Nozer, and then he said Minagregus Minadvelo, so clearly it doesn't mean regular Nazirus. So it's Tagadvar Betelem, like we said according to Beis Hillel. But if you ask him and he says Hareini Nozer, what he meant to say is I'm Nozer, like I'm Kodesh, I'm separated. The Torah does use the word Kodesh by Nozer, which means Muvdal, Mufrash, separated. It's like Egdish. So Memela, it could be construed as somewhat like a kinui of a korban. And then what he's really saying is, ye osor alai kikoinom min agregus min advelo. So that's why it'll be nazirus. It'll be a neder on the gregus and on the dvelo. That's all Beis Shammai said in this case. And there's no basis for the machlokes Beis Shammai still legabi nazirus. Now Mishnah Beis we'll see is a hemshach. Omar. Omra porazu hareini nazira imay medesani. Case is where he was stuck behind the poru revutza. There's a traffic jam. Instead of a school bus being in front of him, there's a poru who sat down on the floor and refuses to move. So he's upset at the poru and he expresses himself like this. Omra porazu kilu the poru said. Hareini nazira imay medesani. He's insistent. I'm a nozer, I'm not standing up. Like, the nozer is digging in his heels, the parah is digging in his heels, I'm not standing up. And I say that if it's me against the parah, I'll be a nozer from the parah if it doesn't stand up because of me, if I can't get it to stand up. The parah then stood up by itself. Similar case. Omar hadelis hazah reini nozer niftachani. The door is stuck, so now at least the parah, you could say Omra parah, because the parah thinks. The delos, because it's inanimate, the delos doesn't think. But still, this guy says, Omra delos hazeh, kiviyochel, the door is stuck, stubborn, and the door is standing in its place, and it's saying, I'm not going to budge. Hareini nozem niftachani. And he says, and I say to the door, what am I saying? Hareini nozem min adelsim loyti pasach, if I can't get it to open. And then the door opened by itself. Not that he was able to open up the door. Beis Shammai oimrim nozer. Beis Shammai says that's an amira of nazirus. Why? Same idea as we had in Mishnah Aleph. According to the Tanakhama, b'shitas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai holds every time you mention the lashon of nazirus, even though Batsim wasn't the sky. What he thought is, I'll be a nozer if I can't succeed to get it open. Over here, Lamaise, the door opened by itself. The parah stood up by itself. Beshamay says, Lamaise, he made an amir of Nazirus, it's chal. He's a nazir. Beisil says, no. Beisil, Oimrim, any nazir. Because the Nazirus over here, even for Kavir, what he said, first of all, he tied the Nazirus together with the parah, with the door. Makes no sense. But even the chelik ha-Nazirus, kishalatzme, is mekabel on himself, legabe his being able to open the door, not being able to open the door, make the parah move, not make the parah move, and over here happened by itself. So it's a toys, it's a... But lamais in the Kabbalah's Nazirus is a Kabbalah's Nazirus. On that, Rabbi Yehuda's chelik ha-dakim mishnah aleph. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, afke shomer ve'sham le'omre ele ba'imir, hare parah zu'a like korban imoy medesi. It's only if he explained that when he said nazir, what he really meant was hegdish, and he meant to asur up this parah behano imay medesi. I'm beyosim it neder. It's not a nazirus. What he meant to say is it's like a carbon, and use the word nazirus for that. That's the whole machlokes b'shamay and b'silv according to Yehuda.